Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at the cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. Today we begin this season of Advent, so I welcome you to the season. We want to start this season with a lot of enthusiasm, with a lot of joy. So this season is especially known because we have this beautiful Advent wreath that reminds us that the 4 weeks of Advent, and also this purple color that is a sign of expectation for us that something is coming. So when I think about Advent, I think about my childhood. When I was in Colombia, in a little city called Bucaramanga. Now you can say with me, Bucaramanga. It's difficult, huh? So when I was growing up, we have a tradition. We had a tradition that still is happening in my state. And the tradition is that nine days before Christmas, we have the novena and the mass. But that was at 4 o'clock in the morning. So we're thinking about instituting that here. And this tradition is I'm just kidding, okay? This tradition, it was very important because as a child, we had to get up early to be there before 4 o'clock. And people would start walking to church 10 minutes. I had to walk for 10 minutes, but people start walking since 3 o'clock in the morning because, as you're going to see, this is a very small church. And in this church, we don't have walls because of the weather. It's about 75 degrees the whole year. So people will stand in the back, and also some people will bring their own plastic chairs just to sit down. And at that 4 o'clock in the morning, people really will go to that mass because they want to start the day well. Huh? So some of them has to go to work. That's why it's at 4 o'clock in the morning. So as you see here, the church is not too big. Huh? So if you wanted to get into that church, you have to start walking at 3 o'clock in the morning. Huh? So you can see and you can hear little people talking and walking. If you were in my house. Huh? So we can hear all people walking and talking, just getting ready for that 4 o'clock mass. And then in this church was when I was baptized, also I received my first communion, also I was confirmed. So for me this experience of Advent as getting up at 4 o'clock for the 4 o'clock mass impacted my life. Because now that Advent is here, I'm thinking about what can I do to prepare myself better for this Christmas, spiritually. What can I do? If I used to walk and get to Mass at 4 o'clock in the morning, what else can I do? What else can I do? We can ask the question to all of us. So, as Advent comes, also Christmas, the Christmas spirit comes, and we start buying gifts, wrapping gifts, and we start thinking about the food, and then Christmas is here, and then Christmas goes, and then we are tired, right? And then we need a vacation from Christmas, right? So that was usually comes. So this past weekend I happened to be in New York City, and I went to Mass in the cathedral, and it was beautiful. But I was kind of thinking about the nativity scene that they had displayed, and I show you the picture. The nativity scene was displayed already. So I was wondering, thinking, why do they have the nativity scene or the manger out if it is not Advent yet? So I was thinking, the whole Mass, I was thinking about that question. Why do they have this Christmas scene outside if it is not Advent yet? So at the end of the homily, the priest said, I bet you are thinking about or wondering about why the nativity scene is outside. So he was answering my question without asking him. So he said, do you see the Fifth Avenue? Fifth Avenue is so fully decorated. They have a little lights, beautiful. And then he continues, he doesn't know about that Christmas. And then he pointed that nativity scene, he said, that's the Christmas Jesus knows. That's the Christmas Jesus knows. And that caught my attention, and that's what we want to focus in this Advent season. We want to focus in the Christmas that Jesus knows, which is this one, the manger. We want to focus in that. We want to spend time in that this Advent season. And then I was thinking about what can we do to prepare well for this Christmas, as in this Advent season. So I have three words for you. Three words. I call it the three W's. The three black W's we can practice within this time of Advent. The first word is waiting. Waiting. And this is in the first reading. We heard this word, waiting. And the people of Israel, in the first reading, they were coming back from the Babylonian exile. That was about the 6th century before Christ. They were upset, they were discouraged, they had a messy life, just coming back to their cities, everything had changed, and they felt that God has hidden his face from them. And they were so disappointed that even the prophet said, why, God, you let us wander, go our ways and change our hearts, why you let us harden our hearts? But the important thing about this reading is not that the people were feeling that way, because many times we feel that way. We feel like our life is messy, that we don't know what to do. The important thing is that the prophet is hopeful. He has hope, and he knows that the Messiah will come to help them, to deliver them. And that's what we are hoping in this Advent season. We're waiting for Jesus in Christmas. And also we're waiting for him to come a second time. So this is this period of Advent, waiting. The second word I want to share with you is watching. Watching. And this word, in comparison with waiting, that seems like you are seated waiting, in this word, invite us to action, invite us to be alert. Even the gospel mentioned the word four times. Watch. Be alert. Be alert. And Jesus is saying to the disciples, be alert, because the Son of Man will come. And you need to be ready for that. So that's what we want to do in this Advent season. To watch for Jesus, who is coming in a personal way to our lives. And finally, the fourth word I have for you is wandering. Wandering. And when I think about this word, I think about one person in special. I think about the Blessed Mother. As you see, there are many pictures of the Blessed Mother, but when she's with the baby Jesus, she looks at him. And she looks at him. The Blessed Mother is looking intently at the Lord, intently at him. And that's what we want to do this Advent season, to look at Jesus, not to worry about many other things, about many other preparations, that in my spiritual life, I set some time to look at the Lord. So as we continue today in this Mass, we want to ask the Blessed Mother, who is Our Lady of Advent, to help us to be prepared to help us to be expecting this Jesus, to help us to wait, to watch, and to wonder. Amen.